SBS Radio.
Okay, here is Michael Kalonyiotis, if I pronounce your name correctly.
Yeah, correct. Yep. Kalonyiotis, yes.
Okay, thank you very much. And the director of Center for Eye Health. Recent survey or study has shown that over 500,000 of Australians over 50 will lose their eyesight by 2020. Do you know the reason why it is so? Can you take us through? Thank you.
Yeah, most of the causes of vision loss are age-related.
Mm-hmm.
And that accounts, age-related vision loss accounts for about 250,000 Australians that have low vision or they are legally blind. The other half is due to uncorrected refractive error. So in other words, people need a pair of glasses so they can see better. And in some cases, that uncorrected vision is quite severe. So there's some individuals that have very poor vision, are technically legally blind, and they don't wear glasses or they don't want to wear glasses. It's unclear. But the main cause, that's about half. The other half have age-related loss, and that's because of, it could be cataracts, that could be because of macular degeneration. The macula is the central part of our vision.
Mm-hmm.
As we age, there's age-related changes. And in some individuals, it's much faster and they have central vision loss. And some of them are quite devastating vision loss. For example, my father was blind because of macular degeneration.
I see.
Now, with macular degeneration, early detection is important because in one of the causes of macular degeneration, there is treatment for that. But if it's not detected early, there's no treatment.
Okay.
Another major cause of vision loss is glaucoma. Glaucoma is typically thought of as the pressure in the eye is too high. But now it sometimes is too high or sometimes the modulation of the pressure of the eye is not adequate. But in many forms of macular degeneration, in glaucoma, if it's diagnosed early, it can be managed. It can be treated quite successfully.
Mm-hmm.
But half the people that have glaucoma don't know it. And that's a really sad part because there's no reason why people can't have an eye examination. They can have an eye examination. And everyone over 50 should be having an eye examination because macular degeneration detected early can be managed in many cases. Glaucoma is the same. And the third major cause is vision loss due to diabetic-related changes.
Oh.
And people that don't manage their diabetes carefully in particular are very susceptible to vision loss. And one of the major causes, they have bleeding in the back of the eye or they have other forms of swelling. And that all comes about typically because of poor diabetic control. So again, the recommendation is that people need to make sure that they routinely, at least 2 years, sometimes depending on what condition, maybe the family history. If you have a family history of eye disease, you should probably be seen earlier, even before 50.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if there's a family history of eye disease, go see an optometrist, for example, or get a referral to an ophthalmologist to have an eye examination.
Do you think the environment also play a part, especially where we live, especially in Australia? It's a very sunny country.
That's a very good point because they've looked at studies and it's inconclusive. We're not sure, but there is some evidence that, for example, people that live in sort of more northern parts of Australia, where it's maybe sunnier than the southern, have a higher prevalence of cataracts, for example. certainly we know that it's important to protect your eyes. Having sunglasses outside and or even a hat is important. It will impact, for example, the cataract formation. But there's also evidence that for the macula, for the retina is the neural cells in the back of the eye that allows to see. They are also, too much sunlight will damage the back of the eye. So definitely sunglasses is one way, or even having a hat. But it's reasonably strong evidence to support that, and that's one aspect. The other is certainly there's a lot of strong evidence is eating a lot of food, for example, green vegetable that has a lot of food that has antioxidants is also good for the eye, in particular the retina, the neural part, keeps it healthier. It's protective.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe the Austrian community consume enough nutrition which will help their eyesight, their eye health?
There's room for improvement. And the problem, it's easy to understand. Let's look at one of the major causes of vision loss, particularly during the working age. And that is diabetes and diabetic-related vision loss. That is the major cause of vision loss and legal blindness within the working age population. And then after that, it's age-related. For example, the cataracts, macular degeneration, and glaucoma are 50-plus. This is more the ages. So if you look at the diabetes-related loss, whether it's a type 1 or even the type 2 diabetes typically occurs because of poor diet, too much carbohydrates, too much fat. So the consequences of that is you have diabetes, you have diabetic eye disease, but at the same time, because of the poor diet, then you also have a lack of antioxidants, so that there's not enough green in your diet, not enough legumes and nuts, for example. They're all being shown to be helpful to maintain healthy eyes, so a healthy retina in particular. Mm-hmm. So in a way, yes, some people eat very, very well. Mediterranean diet is good. A lot of greenery, olive oil, nuts, etc. And a lot of the major studies that have looked at thousands of people and they've questioned them on the diet, the ones that have fish, for example, that have Mediterranean diet, healthy diet, tend to have less cases of, for example, macular degeneration. So there is evidence for that. Mm-hmm. In Australia, I think there's a wide variety. We've got, an obesity epidemic.
Yeah.
And like many countries, many Western countries, and that's not good for the eye. Oh, that's good. It's bad for the body, but certainly it's not also good for the eye.
Okay, so it doesn't just come to healthy eating, healthy diets, but also exercises and how to manage as well as seeking help.
Obviously, when people tend to eat well, they may. If you're overweight, then it's hard to exercise. It doesn't help. So I think having a healthy diet also means a happy lifestyle, and there's been some studies, for example, that they've done in patients that have glaucoma in homes, in sort of retirement type homes in the US, and they've shown that like two sessions of half an hour of simple exercise, because they're all old, they don't do vigorous exercise, helped with the control of the pressure. It actually helped control their glaucoma. So it doesn't have to be vigorous exercise. It can just be sort of very low impact type exercise. Certainly some studies have shown that a simple low impact exercise is useful. It helps, probably helps your whole body, but certainly it helps the eyes.
Yes. You also mentioned about pressure because this 21st century, it's people tend to glue to their tablets, their screens. Do you think that's also put a lot of pressure into people's eyes?
No. That's a good point, and I think there's a misconception that whether you watch too much television or you have computer work, that affects your eyes. Mm-hmm. There's no evidence that, in fact, that makes your eyes unhealthy. What there is evidence, though, is that people that tend to do that, another epidemic, if we can call that, is people becoming short-sighted. In other words, they become myopic. Mm-hmm. And some recent work, both from in Australia and also from Southeast Asia, shows that if children go outside and play, and whether it's the sun or whether it's playing or whatever it is, they have less myopia than those that are sitting inside, whether it be reading or playing games on the video screen, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So there is evidence that how it occurs, we don't know. But certainly going outside and playing is, in a way, protective to minimize. They still have myopia, but it's not as bad as it is with the children that predominantly stay indoors.
Mm-hmm. So do you recommend every Australian to see the GPs or the doctors or eye specialist to check it? Is this service free for all to assess?
Yes. That's right. I think if there is a family history, there's multiple ways that you can get your eyes assessed. Mm-hmm. The pathway to a specialist is through a GP, or an optometrist can also refer you to a eye specialist, which are the ophthalmologists. Now, it's not always, unless there's, for example, there's a family history, or if you already have some disease, seeing an eye specialist is not essential. The primary eye care practitioner is the optometrist. Mm-hmm. The optometrist can examine your eyes, determine whether you need spectacles or contact lenses, but at the same time, there's a legal and moral obligation to examine the health of your eyes. And they are ideally suited to determine whether you're at high risk, besides taking a case history, but also they can examine your eyes and say, you're okay, you may be diabetic, but there's no signs of diabetic retinopathy in your eyes, so come back in 2 years' time. Or if there's some very early changes, they'll say come back in a year or whatever, they can manage that. And if you go see your optometrist, there's the Medicare pays for the consultation, and then they can advise you whether you need to see a specialist or whether you just come back. Mm-hmm. So I think the recommendation I have is for, if you have a family history, even if you're 30, go see your optometrist. Say, I've got a family history of an eye disease, and I need, please check the health of my eyes.
Okay.
If you're over 50, you should be having eye exam. In fact, over 40, I think it's even better. Have an eye exam at least every 2 years. If you're in your 40s, maybe every 3 years. But have that eye exam, because, as I said, half the patients with glaucoma, over 50, half the population, in our population, half of them are undiagnosed. And they're undiagnosed likely because they haven't presented to have an eye examination.
That's a scary part, yes.
That is scary, because the glaucoma, it's sometimes, because it doesn't affect the central part of your vision.
Mm-hmm.
It affects your side vision. People don't notice it until it impacts on the central vision.
Yeah.
So they think everything's okay. And then when the central vision is gone, it's too late.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why it's called the thief of sight.
Oh.
Because it sort of, you start losing it in the periphery, and then it gets more central and central and central. And then once you notice it, it's too late. And so the testing isn't that difficult. And, all optometrists should be able to assess the eye and tell you have macular degeneration or you don't, or glaucoma, certainly cataracts easy. And if the diabetic, every diabetic, whether you're type 1 early onset or the type 2 later onset, they should be having their eye exam. And that's one of the big problems. People just don't present. And, the big message from the interview today is, please go see your local eye practitioner, your optometrist. If you want to see an ophthalmologist, go see the GP, and then they can refer you. Go see the optometrist, get advice from him, and then you can talk to your local optometrist to see if you need to go see an ophthalmologist.
Thank you very much for your insights and your time into the losing eyesight problems in Australia. This is Michael Kalonia-Tidis, the director or CEO of the Center for Eyes Health.
Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.